with the border crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden is slated to visit the U.S. southern border Sunday to evaluate the growing migrant crisis and to call on Congress to take action on immigration reform. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
He has never gone to the border as president or in the 8 years he served as vice president. President Biden outlining new plans here at the White House late this week to crack down on migrants crossing the border illegally. This new parole plan will attempt to block migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti from crossing the border without proper documentation.
Border officials criticizing President Biden for not visiting the border sooner. Meanwhile, the influx of migrants coming from Cuba to the Florida Keys prompting the state's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to activate the National Guard. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
The state says it will use air assets, including planes and helicopters from the Florida National Guard, and increase marine patrols to try to help intercept and ensure the safety of migrants who are attempting to reach the Sunshine State. In his announcement, Governor DeSantis blasted President Biden and his quote-unquote lawless immigration policies.
Democrats and immigration activists previously denouncing DeSantis for relocating a plane of migrants from his state to Martha's Vineyard. After days of negotiations, California Republican Kevin McCarthy winning his House speakership bid. South Dakota Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson tells Fox's Cavuto Live that he has faith in McCarthy's leadership skills.
I know America's looking at what has happened over the last week and they wonder, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to get anything done in the next 2 years? And so I would just say this. Yes, the House Republican Conference is a raucous bunch, but I do think we're going to be able to pull it together and get some things done. And it's because of Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy elected House Speaker in the 15th round of voting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Iranian officials confirm the executions of two men for killing a paramilitary volunteer during ongoing protests. Fox's Ryan Chilcote has more from London.
With the execution of those two men, Iran has now put a total of four men to death since these protests began 4 months ago, all of them for alleged crimes associated with the protests themselves. Some very heavily edited footage was shown on Iranian state TV showing the two men, a 22-year-old karate champion and a 39-year-old man, quote unquote, confessing to the killing of a man in a demonstration who was helping the government, a volunteer helping the government quash the protests. Critics say their confessions were coerced, the men's lawyers government appointed, and the trial fast track behind closed doors without their family members present.
As police continue to search for missing Massachusetts mom Anna Walsh, a fire breaks out at her former home. Fox's David Lee Miller reports.
Authorities say the fire at the missing woman's former home does not appear to be suspicious. For now, though, it's another strange twist in the disappearance of 39-year-old Anna Walsh. Police say early New Year's Day, she left her home in Cohasset, Massachusetts, and has not been seen or heard from since. Her husband, who lives in the home with the couple's three kids, did not report her missing until 3 days after she disappeared. Walsh's employer, who was based in Washington, D.C., also reported her missing. Authorities are looking into whether she took a rideshare from her home to Boston's Logan Airport. They say after checking with the airlines, Walsh did not board a flight. Police say her husband has been fully cooperative.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes breaking the NFL record for total yards in a season during the team's 31-13 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs now securing the AFC's number one seed. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.